Hello, dear friends. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's a pleasure to practice with you again. If you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to leave a review or share with others or even say hello on social media. Today I wanted to talk about compassionate speech, how we talk to other people, how we talk to ourselves. And Thich Nhat Hanh calls this right speech. And this is right in the Buddhist sense of being wholesome and being compassionate, as opposed to right versus wrong or correct and incorrect. Because we can get caught up in trying to win an argument and being right. But it's important to step back and realize that it's not always helpful to start that discussion. It's not always helpful to get into a heated debate about what's right and what's wrong. And what I've started to try to do, is to question whether it's actually helpful to say anything. Not everything has to be corrected. And Thich Nhat Hanh recommends that we make sure that we understand the person we're speaking with and where they're coming from, and also to consider carefully the words that we say. But we also have to be compassionate to ourselves when we speak. And the first step is awareness, as it always is. So try to be aware of the thoughts that you have. Say if you've made some kind of an error, or you castigating yourself or calling yourself an idiot. Just stopping for a moment and being aware. Not judging yourself for having that thought, but just being aware of that thought. Is that an angry thought or an anxious thought? What feeling do you have in your body whenever you have that thought? Then you might want to consider if a friend had this particular problem or have made that mistake, how would you speak to them? And being aware of your thoughts for a few moments every day can help you to be more compassionate to yourself and also more compassionate to other people. And there's an old Zen proverb, what you think you become. So that's what we're going to do a guided meditation around today. It'll last for about 20 minutes. We'll start with three sounds of the bell, and we'll do a settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing on your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head and it's pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. Focusing your attention on your body. Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing any differences in temperature across your body. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. Your legs against a chair. becoming aware of your thoughts and feelings, noticing each thought as it enters your awareness. That might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, sitting with it for a moment. Allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, bringing your attention to your breath, noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In, out. Aware of my thoughts, I breathe in, Seeing how my thoughts become words, I breathe out. Aware of thoughts, words. Aware of my words, I breathe in. Seeing how my words become actions, I breathe out. Aware of my words, actions. aware of my actions. I breathe in, seeing how my actions become habits. I breathe out. Aware of actions, habits. Aware of my habits, I breathe in, seeing how my habits interact with the world, I breathe out. Aware of habits, world. opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back and your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind, in your body. Maybe happy, maybe peaceful, maybe healthy, and live a long life. I look forward to practicing with you again.